Because I went down there after he come back to the nursing home to die. I thought, Lord, I'll go down there and I'll get him healed. I mean, God showed me a lot of things about healing. So I went down there and I spent all day. First, when I walked in that room, I walked in there and I met a woman. I said, who are you? She said, I'm his wife. I said, oh, I knew his first two wives, but I said, I didn't know he'd married a third time. She said, yes. I said, you've been married before? No, he's my first and only husband. I said, well, great. I said, he was a great guy. Said, oh, yeah, she's the best man I ever met. She said, I love him with all my heart. I said, where do y'all go to church? She said, over to First Baptist Church at a certain town. I said, well, how many? Now, y'all may be led by the Spirit. I don't ever remember asking this question, but again or before. I said, how many times have y'all been? Oh, she said, five or six. I said, what? I said, this is the middle of the year, and this guy was a Sunday school teacher. He was a youth leader. You mean to tell me y'all have only been to church five or six times this year? She said, Thurman, we've only been to church five or six times in the 10 years we've been married. I said, why did y'all stop going to church? She said, I don't believe you have to go to church to serve God. You can serve Him at home. I said, I don't believe that. The Word says, forsake not the gathering of yourself together. I said, you've been disobedient. She said, that's your interpretation. I don't believe that. Well, now, was I interpreting the Word? I'm just speaking the Word. I ain't interpreting the Word. I'm just quoting it like it's written. So anyway, I prayed over this guy all day long. I anointed him with oil. I cast demons out of him. I did everything I knew to do. And at the end of the day, hours and hours and hours later, I turned to him and I said, who am I? Turned his head kind of slowly and looked at me and said, you're Thurman Scrivener. I said, praise God, you're going to get healed. And I left rejoicing. I drove home rejoicing, praising God all the way home. On Monday night, on Thursday, they called me and said, he died. I said, what? I went to his funeral on Sunday. I drove down there by myself. I watched them put that body in the grave. And on the way home, I said, God, I got to know something. I said, Lord, you give me this healing ministry. You put me in this. I got to know why this man died. I said, Lord, I did everything I knew to do. Everything. I said, Lord, I've seen you heal people over and over and over. Hundreds of them. But I said, he died. I said, what did I do wrong? I said, Lord, if I've sinned, I also know you will not hear the prayer of a sinner. I said, Lord, if I've done something wrong, I got to know what I've done wrong. I said, Lord, thank you for your answer. I asked him that question over and over and over for almost 3 hours. I almost was back home. I said, Lord, I am not going away. I got to know why this man died. And just before I got home, he said, son, you didn't do anything wrong. I heard an audible voice. He said, but the answer to his problem you'll find in John 15:2. I didn't know what 15:2 said then, but I do now. That day, it pretty well burned indelibly into my circuits. John 15:2. What does it say? I, God, am the vine. And you are the branches. And every branch, not every other one, every branch in me that produces no fruit, I, God, cut it off. Is that what he said? I said, Lord, you killed him. He said, yes. He didn't produce any fruit, so I cut his tree down. I didn't need him. I sent him to this earth to produce fruit for my kingdom. And he stopped. I gave him 10 years to repent. And he didn't. So I killed him. You want to die early? No. You better produce fruit for the kingdom, right? See, when somebody, like doctor said, if God doesn't intervene, the brain tumors are going to kill him. God had already intervened. That's why he had the brain tumors. Because he had not been a faithful child of God. This is a side of God the church don't see. I mean, it's written. God would never do nothing like this to one of his children. He says he will. He's told me he would. And what he told me lined up exactly with what was written. Isn't that amazing? after you have the knowledge of the truth. And you don't do it. If you don't repent, I speak to you again and again and again, and I'm telling you what to do. If you don't listen to me, there's going to come a day I'm going to give you a spanking. And you may not like the spanking. And if you don't listen to the spanking, then I'm going to take you out with sickness and disease. Who was it sent that pain and deep sickness in their bones while ago over in the book of Job? God did. You reckon He's in charge? You reckon the boss is sitting up there on a little throne somewhere saying, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with all them kids down there. No, I don't think that's God, do you? I think He knows what's going on. I think He knows everything, and I think He loves us so much that if He didn't love you so much, I think every one of us in this room would have already been dead and in hell years ago. If it wasn't for the love and grace and mercy of God, there ain't not one single one of us would be here today. Not one. In fact, I tell you what, there ain't nobody in this room even close to as merciful as God. I don't care. You can be the best employee. If I was an employer and you was the best employee I had, you'd work for me for 20 years and you'd never missed a day and done nothing wrong. And I said, okay, I'm going to give you 3 weeks vacation. You know, after 20 years, you're so good. And you go out and you like that 3 weeks vacation. You say, that fourth week, you say, I like that 3 weeks. I think I'm just going to take another one. Pick up the phone and say, Thurman, I like being on vacation, just keep sending my paycheck home. I'm not coming back to work no more. Oh, no. Let's talk about this. Come back to work. Nope. I enjoy vacation. Just keep sending the paycheck. You're going to send that paycheck if you don't show up next week? What? You ain't that merciful? We had a deal. God's a whole lot more merciful than you and me, isn't He? How many of us have been children of God and we didn't serve Him? He kept putting food on the table. He kept sending the water for you to drink. He kept providing you a car. He kept providing you a house. He kept you out of sickness and disease for years and years. And you never thanked Him, never praised Him, never opened His Word, but you went to church on Sunday once in a while. And then you wonder after 20 or 30 years why you're down with some kind of sickness and disease. God, why me? He said, I've been trying to get your attention for years and you won't listen. You're not producing any fruit for my kingdom. But Lord, I ain't got time. I got to make a living for my family. He said, if you'd have put me first, and if you'd done everything I told you to do, I would have commanded the blessings to overtake you, and you would have had an abundance. We think we're in control. We think we're making the living. But He's in control, not you and me. Isn't that amazing? I will command the blessings upon you if you will obey me, and I will take all. Let's read that. Let's see where that's at. That's in Exodus 15:26. Exodus 15:26. Exodus 15:26. Exodus 15:26, and He said, if, you know, I've come to realize that's a big word. It may only have two letters in it, but sure is a big word, isn't it? If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Somebody said, but I ain't never heard the voice of God. If you ain't heard it, you ain't never read His Word. Because if you ever read out loud, you've heard His Word. You've heard His voice. This is His voice I'm holding in my hand. And you can give voice to it real easy. Just read it out loud. You agree with that, don't you, young lady? It's His Word. We agree. It's God's Word. And if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and you will do that which is right in His sight, not yours. Because you think it may be okay to stay home on Sunday. But He didn't say that, did He? He said go to church, didn't He? You do what's right in His sight, not yours. And will give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes. All of them. Then I, God, will put none of these diseases upon you which I, God, have brought upon the Egyptians. For I, God, am the Lord that healeth thee. Isn't that awesome? Then I want you to turn just a few pages over to Deuteronomy 28. I want to show you the blessings that he promised you for obedience. Deuteronomy 28:1. This is a summary of the Abrahamic covenant right here. Now, you can find this same covenant in Genesis, but it takes about 60 or 50, it takes about two-thirds or maybe all of the book of Genesis to get all of these promises, the promises that God actually literally spoke to Abraham. I believe there were 61, I believe, I may be wrong there, but about 60, I'll round that off. There was about 60 individual promises that God promised Abraham if he would be obedient and do what he told him to do. But this is a summary of them summarized up into, lots of them are lumped into one word. And it shall come to pass, 28:1, if, there's that big word again, if you shall hearken diligently. Isn't that amazing how many times we hear this? Hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Now look at what the blessings are. If you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now what is the very first commandment in the church? What are we supposed to do? Who are we supposed to love more than anybody? Who? Love the Lord thy God with how much of your heart? Of your mind, your strength, your will, and your emotions. You're to put nothing before Him. You mean I can't even put my wife before God? Absolutely not. Not if you want to stay well. You put your wife before God. I know a man that put his wife, which he was married to a beautiful woman. But he put his wife before God, and his wife got deathly sick. She was in her mid-50s, and she was dying with breast cancer. And I was asked to come to pray over her, and I went and spent all day with that woman and her husband. And I taught them these principles, and God forgave that couple and instantly healed that woman.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 942-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.